We have seen that work can be performed on Chol HaMoed if it is for the sake of a Dover HaOved. There are certain situations in which the work needs to be performed in an unusual way. And this is the case if the loss is a small loss. If by not doing the work you would lose out, but not so much. So it's still considered to be a Dover HaOved, and therefore work can be performed. However, the work needs to be done in an unusual way. This again will be a real reminder for him of the spirit of Yom Tov, of Chol HaMoed, that it's not just a regular day. But as Mei says, the Mishnah Tzodin Sa'ishus, one can set traps for moles. If there are moles in a field, then they can cause great damage to the field. Ve'sach borim. All the same applies to mice. Mistei ha'ilon and mistei ha'lovon. From both a field of trees and a field of grain. One of the reasons why a field of grain and crops is called a stehalovon, which literally means a white field, is because the nature of crops is that there is no shade which is provided by the crops. If you've got a big tree growing there, there's going to be shade underneath the tree. But if you've got wheat or barley or other grains growing in the field, then there's no shade in the field. So it's much brighter and lighter, and therefore it is called a stehalovon, a white field. Be as it may, from both of these fields, one can set up traps in there. And there are two opposite versions of the next part of the Mishnah. According to some versions of the Mishnah says kedarkoi, in its usual manner. According to other versions, it says shaloi kedarkoi, it has to be done in an unusual manner. So according to the version that it can be done in the regular way, so that would be because the damage which is caused by these mice and moles is a large enough damage to be considered a full Dover HaOved, such that work can be performed in the regular way, even on Chol HaMoed, by Moed during Chol HaMoed, or Shavuos, and during Shemitah. Even though these traps often involve digging holes, and so I might have thought they would be forbidden during Shemitah, since it looks like he's ploughing the ground, or softening it in order to prepare it for planting. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, it is clear enough that he's doing it for the sake of the traps, and therefore it is permitted during Shemitah as well. However, the Chachom say, on Chol HaMoed it's not so simple. Misteo ilon kedarkoi. If you're setting up the traps in a field of trees, then it can be done in the regular way, because the amount of damage which they cause to a tree field is a very large amount of damage. However, misteo lovon, if you're setting up traps in a wheat or in a grain field, a field of crops without trees, generally the moles and the mice cause a smaller amount of damage in these sorts of fields, and therefore although it is permitted to set up the traps, shaloi kedarkoi, it needs to be done in an unusual manner. This is also known as a shinui, which is when you make a difference in the way that you perform a particular activity. Alright, continues the Mishnah, it is permitted to fill in a gap or a hole in a wall on Chol HaMoed. If let's say you have a wall surrounding the field, you've got a wall or a fence, and a hole was made there. So it's permitted to fill up that gap with stones or something temporary. He is not allowed to start building a proper fence or wall and fix it in place permanently, but he is allowed to fill it up with stones or something like that in order to make sure that the gap is filled in for the duration of Chol HaMoed, in order to prevent things coming in and causing damage to the field. And during Shemitah, if there is a hole in the fence, so during Shemitah there's no restrictions on the amount of hard work that you do. It's only forbidden to do things for the sake of the planting and the food itself. And therefore, Bona Kedarkai, it is permitted to build the fence and fix that hole in the regular way. And the point of the Mishnah is that we are not concerned that people might assume that he is blocking off his field and not allowing anybody to come in, which is forbidden during Shemitah. During Shemitah, one must allow anybody to come into his field and take his crops. Says the Mishnah, we are not concerned that it looks like he's stopping people coming in, because there's still another entrance for them to come in through, and here he's just fixing the part of the actual wall.